And that light shone in the darkness of my heart. And that light showed me the salvation which comes from God. It showed me that to be saved from my sins, there needed to be a power that was beyond my own power. There needed to be a strength that I did not have. There needed to be a deliverance that I could not effect by my own works. And that power, all the power of God to save me from my sins, is found in Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul, writing to the Roman Christians in his day, the Apostle Paul said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for all those that believe, to the Jew first and also to the Greeks," he said. Now, the Greeks we could take for being Gentiles. We could apply that to every single one of us today if we're not Jewish. But this gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ, is the power of God unto salvation to all those that believe. So if you believe, sir, then you have the salvation of God. If you believe, if you seek Jesus, if you find Jesus, if you repent of your sins, if you come to God through Jesus Christ, if you trust Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, then you will know the mercy of God, and you will find the salvation of God, and he will deliver you from your sins. Well, do you know Jesus Christ?
He's my boyfriend.
No, he's not. No, he's not. He's on the throne of heaven. He's the King of heaven and earth. He's the God and Saviour of the world. What will happen to you when you die?
I'll go to a black hole.
Well, no, you won't. I mean, there's a place of outer darkness, a place called hell, yes. I mean, But we need to know the salvation that comes from God. We need to know that. I think have I spoken to you before?
You spoke to me like yesterday.
That's right. Yes, you were. Yes, you were the third person. Yeah, you were on the right. You were on my right. Your left. Yes.
So I don't have a right.
That's right. Doesn't matter. It's okay. Sorry. Apologies. I was just trying to clear that up. So anyway, so this salvation, this gospel is this gospel is wonderful. This gospel of Jesus Christ is wonderful, and it's a wonderful message for us all that if we find that salvation and we find the Lord Jesus Christ, we find life. Nobody is too sinful. Nobody is too sinful that they can't find that salvation.
It's not sinful. Thank you. I'm fine.
The Bible makes it clear that it is sinful.
Have you actually read the Bible?
Yes, many times. Yeah. Many times.
Yes, the whole thing is that it's not sinful.
Read it. Well, that would be a foolish thing to do, because this book, the whole of this book, tells us about how we can be made wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. So what I'm saying is this: there are many people who were gay who found Jesus Christ to be their saviour. They had to repent. No, that you have to forsake your sins if you become a Christian. The Bible makes it very clear it's a sin. It's against.
Which version have you got?
I've got a good. Yes, it's a very good version. It's a very fine translation. And I'm not going to twist the scripture to say what I wanted to say.
Did you know that King James got to translate? This is because he was gay and his thought he wouldn't get off his back.
I'm quite sure that you have heard a lot of interpretations of the Bible that suit your position. I'm quite sure you've heard a lot of stories about the Bible which suit your position, but you cannot get away from the condemnation of sin that is in the Bible. Well, the Catholic Church doesn't support this.
I'm aware.
So, okay.
But
nobody actually preaches. You know, I preach against the Pope because he's the Antichrist of Scripture. But the Scripture still condemns homosexuality. The Scripture still... Which Pope?
Which scripture specifically?
Well, you can go to Romans chapter 1, you can go to the law in the Old Testament, and it talks about that. But essentially, when God's Ten Commandments tell us... You're going to let me answer a question? Sorry. When God's Ten Commandments tell us thou shalt not commit adultery, it doesn't refer to adultery alone. The law of God covers all sexual immorality and impurity. So the Bible tells us that marriage is honourable among all, and the bed undefiled. But sexual relationships outside of marriage are sinful.
So if you get married, okay. You get it, fine.
But marriage in the Bible is between one man and one woman. There is no same-sex marriage in the Bible. God has created men and women for each other within the lawful married bond. So, So you can derive from that that any sexual relations outside of marriage are sinful, and that same-sex couples can't get married, and that therefore that is sinful. So these are days we're living in. Now, marriage, according to God, it can only be between a man and a woman. So if you have same-sex marriage, that's not marriage according to God. It's not marriage according to the Bible. It's different. And it's God who's right, not us. It's God that's right.
So everyone has to live by that one.
Well, we were all created for God. We were created in God's image. We were created for male and female in God's image. So you can't change sex. That's not possible.
Literally transgender, but alright.
You look quite cute.
Are you?
Yes.
But you can't change sex. You can't change your chromosomes.
Well, actually, that's interesting because I have a degree in biomedical sciences.
Oh, that's very interesting because I got 2 degrees in biomedical sciences.
Well,
that's far.
You know that people are born with not just the same, like, male female chromosomes. People are born with different chromosomes. How do you explain that?
Okay, and you should know that those are abnormalities and they don't justify transgender ideology. Neither do they prove that a person can change sex. You can't change the chromosomes in your body. You can't do that. Okay, you are what God has made you. In the beginning, God made them, male and female, in his image. So we were created in the image of God. So it's not what you want, it's what God says.
I should have done it. God would have stopped me anyway, so we maybe don't do that.
Well, perhaps God is stopping you now and saying, take heed to what's in his word. God sends forth the preaching of his word, and he says we should take heed according to his word. I did that 41 years ago, and I'm a Christian. So you see, God's word tells us the truth. It tells us about it. Now, all the love of God revealed in the gospel of Jesus Christ is extended to you. The promise to you is the same as the promise to me. And that is, if I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, I repent of my sins, I'll be saved. You know what I've said, but I desire that you and your friends and everybody would have the same salvation I have. To live by mercy. Well, there's still a day of judgment to come. And there's still... But your conscience tells you you're wrong. You sit on your conscience, you squash your conscience, you fight your conscience, but your conscience still comes back.
I should not tell other people how to live.
Well, the Bible, Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. So he said that his people should go out and preach this gospel, which is what I do.
So you should get the original version.
So, I do know some Greek and Hebrew, but I use the King James Version. I know it's a very fine translation, but if you go back to first principles of logic, if God has made us male and female in his image, then you can't change sex. That's impossible. No, we can't. We cannot transgress his commandments. If we transgress his commandments, if we go against nature, then we are going against God. Because everything that God makes...
There's no commandment that is done. Express your gender identity however you want.
When God made us male and female, he made it good to be a woman. If you are a woman. Okay? Somebody sold the lie that it wasn't good to be a woman. Somebody sold that lie to this generation in which we live.
I mean, I'm actively becoming a woman, so it's not like...
Yeah, but you can't become a woman. You can't. It's not possible. How do you become a woman? Very, very easy, is it? It's very, very easy, is it?
Yeah.
Very, very easy. Okay, yeah. So can you have a baby?
Yes.
Well, sorry. If we're going to talk at that level, I'm afraid I just our logic has ceased. We're off the scale for craziness. You cannot.
I'm just a bit of tap from it, but like
you can't. You can't have a baby.
Well, who says who? Says you.
You can't. You don't have a womb.
I don't need to be a womb. There we go.
Okay.
10 years, we've had a womb transplant. If I wish, I could get a womb transplant. I could.
$1 million.
$1 million.
Okay.
Not exactly feasible at the minute.
Well, if that were to happen,
would I be a woman?
You realise that our genitals all belong to the government because of the. Opt out card. Well, I think that's shocking. I absolutely think that's shocking. But the thing is this, you can't, even if that happened, that wouldn't make you a woman. Because your chromosomes would still be XY, wouldn't they?
It's like the ability to give birth, I'd be able to.
No, I'm saying we are what God made us.
And their children are sat there coming and seeing himself. I used to work out.
Okay, body piercing will never satisfy your soul, it will never satisfy the desires of your heart. We were made in God's image for his glory.
Yeah, if God made me in his image, then surely God's trans?
No, the Bible tells us again and again in the Bible that
Israel created everybody, and he didn't like gay people. Why would people be gay?
Okay, that's the wrong starting point. Okay, God creates everybody. God is not desiring that anybody should perish, and the love of God is revealed in Jesus Christ to everybody. When Jesus died on the cross, he was displaying all the love of God. And gay people are as called to come and repent of their sins and believe on that as everybody else. And those who aren't gay, who won't repent of their sins, will find themselves in a lake of fire because of the wrath of God and the judgment to come. So,
I think we're on that way anyway.
So, yes, but I'm not, because I know Jesus Christ. And it's not because I'm not a great sinner. I am a great sinner. I'm a terrible sinner. I'm a wicked sinner, and I deserve hell. But Jesus has taken away my sins.
You're a bit of a masochist.
No, I'm not a masochist at all. Why am I a masochist? If I don't want to go to hell, I'm certainly not a masochist.
I don't want to go to hell.
Yeah, no, well, in which case, Jesus is the answer. Well, the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die and then judgment. So there's no reincarnation. But I submit this to you for your consideration. I've met a lot of people who believe they were reincarnated, and every single one of them, it seems, was formerly an Egyptian princess. That means that somewhere out there were millions of Egyptian princesses, and everybody from one.
It was like an empire that was pretty
healthy. Yeah, but not enough to justify everybody who thinks they were.
No, I'm sure some people have
met. Reincarnation is not the truth. After death, we must stand before the judgment throne of God, and the only thing that will fit us for heaven is the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, going back to your previous thing, we're taught in the Bible that there is one God, but three persons in the Godhead, a Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And I'm quite certain that Mary, the Virgin Mary, who was just a woman, but she was a woman, and I'm quite certain that Jesus is a man, no question whatsoever about that. And it would be a horrible blasphemy against God to suggest that God was gender neutral.
But if he created man and woman in his image, then...
Surely there's some neutrality to that.
Apparently God wouldn't be in God's image.
God is a woman.
No. It means that us being in the image of God isn't related to our biological sex. It's related to our humanity. No, I do believe that women have female souls and men have male souls. God isn't like us. Take away the universe, okay? Take away matter, space, everything. God still existed. God isn't like us. He's different. He's a spirit. God is infinite. He created all things. He sustains all things. He knows us through and through. But he made us for his glory. The thing is, because we're sinners, we run from God. And we're always trying to run from God. And we're always trying to hide from God. So we go further and further into our sins to run from God. But the Lord Jesus brings us back.
Should we strive for divinity, is the question.
Well, no, because we can't become God. We can't. We are created beings. A created being cannot become God. God is infinitely greater than us, infinitely more powerful than us.
So we're kind of like passed down, I guess, through the grapevine, like how to be better people. But if God is not perfect, how does God know what's best for us to be better people?
Okay. Your God is too small. God knows everything. He knows everything about every one of us. He knows everything about the whole universe. He knows about all the galaxies which are over the horizon. But he's a God who can do that. He's a God who can do that. But God made mankind as the pinnacle of his creation. God is personal. He's a personal God. But he's an infinite person. But he's infinite in his power. He's infinite in his knowledge and his wisdom. But he's infinite in his holiness as well. And God will never allow anything into his heaven which is unholy. You see, if you've ever told a lie, wouldn't matter what else you've done in your life, that would take you to hell.
Sometimes no one's getting in.
But they are. Yeah. We find in the book of Revelation, for example, we find a great multitude.
Someone's actually gone to hell.
Is there evidence?
Yeah.
No, because it's by faith. Well, Jesus. So Jesus' disciples saw him ascending into the clouds, but then we're told
they might have only been one bad eye.
Well, I believe it with all my heart. I don't have a problem with it. But you know, the other interesting thing is this: an angel said to them, "Why are you looking up at the clouds? This Jesus will return." Jesus will return in the same way that he came. Well, the Bible tells us a lot about angels. The devil is a formal angel. No, the Bible, these are eyewitnesses. These are eyewitness accounts in the Gospels of the things that took place. These are people who saw Jesus die and they saw him alive after he was raised from the dead. They saw that power. That's the power of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the power of everlasting life. And he'll give you that if you turn to him. I can't do anything about that.
How many people are happy doing that? You don't want that.
Okay, so...
So we live in a world which is full of troubles. So a lot of people are not happy a lot of the time. Life is full of trials and difficulties and problems. But even if you were happy throughout your whole life, this isn't what you were made for. You were made for something better than that. And Jesus said, I'm come that they might have life and have it more abundant. So if I was to apply that, I would say this, that according to the Bible, you're dead. You don't know it.
Oh, I know, it's fine.
Yeah, but you are. And I'm alive. And the reason I'm alive is because Jesus has given me life. And I know it because when I became a Christian, my life was transformed, absolutely transformed by the power that came into my life from God. The power of the forgiveness of my sins. Sorry?
You're not concerned with a cult. Like, genuinely, that's what happens when people join a cult. They're like, because they get people when they're down in the dump, and then they make your life better, and then you give them your time, your labour, and your money, whatever the organisation.
And then I would use heavy pressure to recruit you, and I'd say you go to this. Okay, no, this is historical Christianity. This is the doctrine of justification by faith, which is what happened at the Reformation. That doctrine of justification by faith was what almost destroyed the Roman Catholic Church. People found that they were saved just by believing in Jesus. And it's not something you do by going to church or anything like that. It's something you do in your heart between you and God. If I was a cult, I'd be trying to be part of that, but I can't.
I don't remember the name.
That's why I'm saying, I hope you find the love that I found. I hope you find the salvation I found. I hope you find the forgiveness that I found. I hope you find the life that I found. But I can't do it for you. So, pleasure to see you. Bye-bye.
I'm fine, but... whatever.
Well,
you do your best, eh?
Thank you for talking. It's a pleasure talking to you. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to call it a day. Father, I pray for those two girls and those two transgender people, and I pray, Lord, that they would come under conviction and find your salvation. I pray, Father, that your mercy would be revealed to them. I pray that they would feel their sins. I pray that they would understand that loving mercy that comes from your throne, and I pray that they would desire it with all their hearts. Father, I pray that your salvation would be visited upon this city, and this I ask and pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Oh, I hope they find your salvation. I'm really glad they spoke. I'm really glad they spoke to me. That was very wonderful. Praise the Lord for that.